Officials have removed the Southwest Airlines plane that made a hard landing at LaGuardia Airport yesterday. Both runways are now open, but plenty of flights remain delayed. WNYC's Stephen Nesson joins us now from LaGuardia's Terminal B with an update. So, Stephen, what's the status of the flight delays now that both runways are open?
Well, the plane has been off the runway now for about an hour, but the FAA says flight delays are average now an hour and 27 minutes. The Port Authority says to expect residual delays today. I met Lisa Wood, one of the bleary-eyed travelers who slept here overnight, sipping coffee with some of the more recent travelers who are learning their flights are canceled or delayed. Lisa flew in from Milano yesterday, trying to get to Cleveland last night, but her flight was canceled, so she slept under an escalator. She's still waiting to get a flight to Cleveland.
We kind of just decided to say this is the way it is right now and just forge ahead and be patient because you never know. It could get worse. We have to try to keep our spirits up, I think. So ask me in 12 hours. We'll see.
Stephen, what's the scene like at the terminal right now? Are there a lot of people just waiting for their flights that maybe were canceled yesterday? Is there a lot of overnight people?
A lot of that. A lot of people making frantic phone calls, trying to reschedule meetings. The departure board, particularly for Southwest, shows that more than half the flights are delayed now. So it's going to be a day of waiting here at LaGuardia for a lot of folks.
WNYC's Stephen Nesson reporting live from LaGuardia.